You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to talk politics with Labour leader Andrew Little.
Yes, we are now joined by leader of the Labour Party, Andrew Little. Kia ora, Andrew. How's it going?
Kia ora. Very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Excellent.
So Labour's election year congress was held in Wellington over the weekend, and housing's kind of emerged as the focal point, with Andrew Curtin revealing the market research that saw housing polling in as the top issue concerning voters this year. Is housing your number one priority?
Yes, it is, and we've picked that up for a long time, actually. And you know, I think back to the Mount Roskill by-election, and it was a big issue there. And Aucklanders and certainly Mount Roskill were looking for some better answers than I think that have been provided from the government so far. So that's why we put a lot of time and attention into it. We have our Kiwi Build policy. We have a number of other initiatives that's about making it easier for first home buyers, as well as providing the additional social housing that we need, including state housing, making it easier for people to get their own place, because that's what's desperately in need at the moment.
What do you kind of make of housing's rapid rise to the top? Because in the last election, it rated in at fifth, and in 2008 and 2011, it didn't feature at all.
I think because of the level of population growth that we've had, and just you know the way things have changed internally, there are a lot more people now who are homeless or who are crammed into housing, and we've had a reduction in the number of state houses, so even people, even some of the most vulnerable now, struggling to get housing, massive increase in rents. And then I think just the continued rapid increase in property prices means that people, even on reasonably good incomes, are struggling to buy their first home. And certainly if the correspondence I get is anything to go by, the number of parents and grandparents of adult children who are fearful now about whether their kids are going to get to own their own home. That's a real concern for a lot more people. So it's really just bubbled to the surface. I think people expect different and expect better.
Mm. And in response to that, of course, at the conference, you were kind of staunch in saying the loophole around negative gearing will be closed. And of course, that'll result in more tax coming in every year. Will this money be invested in housing?
Yes. So the obverse of that policy is that the money that, or the extra tax that we get to hold on to, we will put into insulation and heating houses. We still, you know, we've had home insulation programs under the previous Labor government, even under this government. They all come to an end this June, and we're saying, look, there are still plenty of houses that need to be warmer and kept warmer and have better ventilation and so on. So we will continue to fund insulation and home heating programs through the tax that we get to hold on to as a result of closing down that loophole.
Now, Stephen Joyce has been quite critical of this policy. He kind of labelled it as a counter to your objective because he believes all this will do is push up rent and potentially reduce the amount of house building. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting that comment from, it's usually from property investors, and obviously the National Party are pretty much the party of property speculators. It's not true. You know, rents are going up at a rapid rate now, and the reason for that is because the property market is out of control. House prices are going up. Then when investors want to lease that house out or rent it out, they're asking for a premium on those rents. So it's not removing that tax loophole that's going to force rents up. The opposite will happen, actually. As the property market gets easier for first home buyers to compete in the property market, we get more home ownership. Then actually the pressure on rents and rental accommodation will go down. So apart from rents going up, actually it'll bring them back under control again.
And it's no secret, of course, that Nationals come under fire for their stance on housing over the years in denying that there's a housing crisis to begin with and refusing to see government building as a solution. Do you think they're taking action a little too late?
Yeah, I think the announcement they made this week about, you know, they're going to pull down the whole heap of state houses and 8,300 of them or something, and then put up 34,000 houses, most of which will be sold privately and at market rates. I mean, it's a last desperate bid, I think, to give the appearance to the electorate that they're actually doing something. They've finally woken up to the fact that housing is a serious issue. People take it seriously, especially in Auckland. And when you drill down to the specifics and ask, well, how many affordable homes they, you know, they don't have much of an answer. And when they do have an answer, it's in proportions, 20% or something. It's actually a very small number at a time when the shortage, the biggest shortage in the housing market now is affordable homes. And that's what we need to see more of built. That's why our program is focused entirely on affordable homes. The 100,000 that we commit to over 10 years is all about affordable homes aimed at first home buyers. And there'll be conditions on that. They'll be required to live in it for up to 5 years. I think what the government's come up with is very half pie, very lukewarm.
And just going back to National a little bit again, Alfred Nuttall made comments about Willie Jackson at the National Party conference in Auckland, implying he could lose support for his interest in a second charter school if he bags National on the campaign. I think commentators at the newsroom described the outburst as people in glass houses kind of throwing stones. Do you have any comment on this whole debacle?
Yeah, I think it was outrageous. I think it betrayed some really, really, you know, nasty stuff. And I think, look, this wasn't a comment that was made under pressure. This was a comment made by Alfred Nuttall at the regional party conference for the National Party. He was amongst friends. He was under no pressure whatsoever. He didn't just talk about Willie Jackson. He talked about the Salvation Army and how they were misleading New Zealand about getting things wrong and saying, basically, if you criticise the government, and you're in receipt of government money for contracts and things, then expect there to be consequences. It was an outrageous thing to say, and very poor form and very bad government. But it smacks of that classic National Party born to rule style politics that they have. That, you know, they're beyond criticism. So look, he deserved all the criticism that he got, and I think it reflects something about the essence of the National Party that is unsavoury and unacceptable.
Right. Moving on, limiting immigration has also been a massive point of discussion for Labour, and it's kind of interesting to note that it didn't even feature in the top five issues in the 2014 election. There's been a lot of speculation around your highly anticipated new immigration policy, but you gave very few hints over the weekend. Can you kind of clarify the number you're looking to limit immigrants by, or is it still in the tens of thousands?
Still in the tens of thousands. I mean, we've been doing a lot of work on it, and you'll see what the number is. I mean, you can only give kind of rough estimates, but it is in the order of that. That's what I've said. You'll see where it is we can make the change, make the differences. I've given some pretty clear indications too that it is, you know, the biggest areas where we can make change are in areas of the work visas that we're issuing, and in some of the student visas, and particularly students coming here on visas for what I would describe as, and many others do too, as low quality courses, then we can alleviate some of the pressure that way.
Mm. And just very quickly, I'd like to touch on Grant Robertson's comment. Obviously, he spoke over the weekend too about immigration and those who seek to mix immigration issues up with race or fear-mongering about immigrants. He said anyone who makes it about immigrants or indeed about their race must be called out for what they're doing as being wrong and against the values of Labour and of New Zealanders. But the speech felt a little odd considering the Chinese-sounding names campaign launched against supposed foreign buyers just earlier this year. Can you comment on that a little bit?
No, and Grant is absolutely right. And we've only ever talked about immigration as an issue about the level of population growth that we're having, which is largely driven by immigration. And it's not about where people come from. It's the fact that we have, and it's great in a sense that we've got so many people who want to settle here, but the truth is right now, our big cities cannot accommodate all the people who wanted to come here, and we've just got to have a bit of time to catch up. On the issue about who is in our housing market, particularly, you know, the non-resident foreign buyers, that is an issue. It's been an issue in our housing market for a while, and plenty of Aucklanders who are trying to buy their first home will tell you they turn up to auctions, and it's, you know, usually somebody on a real estate agent on the end of a phone who's making a bid for somebody. And so we know, and we had figures that sort of pointed to that. Our objective all along has been to take measures that's going to make our property market, our house market, much fairer for everybody, and to slow down the ridiculous price rises and get a more stable market. And that does mean we have to look at, you know, what the speculators here are doing, what non-resident foreign speculators are doing, what we're doing for supply. Those issues a few years ago were all about making sure we take the right steps to get our housing market under control.
Andrew, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You have a lovely day.
You too.
Bye.
You've been listening to Andrew Little from the Labour Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.